brought to you by Penguin.
Carry On Warrior, written and read by Glennon Doyle.
Cast of characters. Like yours, my story is tough to categorize. My life is a tragedy, comedy, romance, adventure, or redemption story, depending on the decade, time of day, and how much sleep I've had. The constant in my story, the river that runs through it, is my cast of characters. My husband, Craig, volunteers to help friends move before they ask. He dances in the kitchen, bathroom, and grocery store. He plays hide-and-seek with our dog, Theo, when the kids get tired of playing. He remains calm. He wakes every 2 hours to check our kids' fevers when they're sick. He holds his tongue and my friends' crying babies. He's golden and broken, just like me. My firstborn, Chase, is the one who changed everything just by being born. My girls, Tish and Emma, mostly scare me. How do I raise little girls before I'm finished raising my own little girl self? My sister, Amanda, is my lobster and my left lung. How I breathed without her for the first 3 years of my life remains a mystery. Sister's husband, John, is my safety deposit box. I trust him to hold and protect my most precious treasure. My dad, Bubba, translates his love and wisdom into words, like me. My mom, Tisha, translates her love and wisdom into actions, like Craig. I'll add God to my cast of characters. I can't explain him or her at all because I don't understand his ways. I just know he's the one who cast these folks in my story. I'm grateful.
Dedication. One night, my mom, Tisha, was visiting, and she asked to talk to me privately. She looked nervous. We walked into my bedroom and leaned up against the bed pillows together. We talked, slowly and carefully, about my writing. She told me how beautiful she thought it was and how hard it was for her to read. She described the pain she felt when she read about my secret life and how confused she was that it all happened while we did our very best to love each other. We talked about how scary it is to share these stories with friends and strangers. We cried a little and laughed a little too, but they were teary laughs. We talked for a long while, and then it felt as if we were almost done. I was sad because I wanted to stay on that bed with my mom forever. I thought about that in the quiet for a while. I wondered what she was thinking. Then my mom looked at me and her lip quivered, and even though she was very, very scared, she said, "I am so proud of you. I am in awe of what you and God have done together. You have to tell your stories. This is what you were meant to do. Don't stop telling your stories, honey." It was like when I told her I was pregnant and she was very, very scared. But she looked straight at me and said, "Glennon, you don't have to marry him if you don't want to. We can raise the baby together. We can handle this." It was like when my baby sister, Amanda, announced she was moving to Africa to save little girls from an epidemic of child rape. And even though my mom was very, very scared, she eventually said, "It's what you need to do. Go." People are always calling my mom an angel, but I think she's a warrior. And I want her to know that this book and every single word that I write is for her. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Reverend John Watson. Including you, Glennon.
Building a life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?